fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Everywhere, defying the law or using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors, and for once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Run the trail of the Black Arrow. I don't Silver.
Away! The great cottonwood, which had been felled across the tracks, forced the engineer to stop the locomotive. But when two of the outlaws rode toward the cab, both he and the fireman picked up their rifles and opened fire. The other outlaws met with the same reception as the passenger coaches. Then, realizing their attack had no chance of success, they turned their horses, raked them with their spurs, and hit the back trail for Rockford. The passengers were too forward from the train to send a few parting shots after them.
Hold on, boys. They're out of range. Let's all get together and heave this tree off the track.
Oh, wait a minute.
We'll wait for nothing now.
But there's another masked man riding towards us from the west. And there's an engine riding with him.
Put down your gun.
He's an outlaw.
No, he isn't. Did you ever see a white horse like that before?
They're plenty big.
The girl told us he was somewhere around here. That's the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
That's what I said. We'll tell him where that gang headed and he can get after us.
Well, they got too much of a start. They'll be in Rockford before he can catch
them. Oh, that won't stop him.
I sure hope you're right.
Howdy.
Steady, Silver, steady.
Howdy, masked man.
That was a nice fight you put up.
Oh, we were warned about it. We were ready for him.
You were warned?
Yeah. A girl rode out on the tracks just outside of Rockford. Made us stop the train. She told us it was a gang of outlaws waiting here.
You hear that, Tonto?
Huh?
Must be the same girl who's given us information.
That's right.
Yeah, she knows you, that's sure. She said you were somewhere around, and we saw you before we saw the outlaws to stop the train and pass the word along. She said you'd take care of everything.
Well, we didn't get here in time to stop the attack, but we might be able to trail the gang. Did you recognize any of them?
I did.
You did?
Who are you?
My name's Scott. I'm just a passenger.
And who was it you saw?
An hombre called Pedro Martinez.
Pedro Martinez?
You look surprised.
Oh, I am. I know him well. I never heard of his turning outlaw.
Oh, he has, right enough. They got his partner in jail for murder.
You mean Pete Lacey?
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Tonto?
Oh, Tonto not know. Pete not bad man.
At least when we knew him, he wasn't.
He must have changed a lot since then. He's charged with murder, and his trial comes up in a few days. Oh, they'll hang him for sure.
Well, first job is to go after those outlaws.
Remember, Pedro Martinez was one of them.
And they headed that way, back to Rockford.
Go on, Silver. Hit him up.
No, bye. Not a lot.
Less than 10 miles to Rockford, and the Lone Ranger and Tonto were unable to catch up with the outlaws before they reached the town.
caught sight of them, however, and decided to make camp in the woods nearby. That night, Pedro Martinez was arguing with the sheriff in the Last Chance Cafe.
You have no right to keep it in jail.
Watch your tongue, Pedro.
I say no right.
We got all the evidence we need.
Jake was killing back at the Lucky Dollar. It was just at midnight, and just at midnight, Pete and I were riding into town from Durango.
Bates saw a big hombre with yellow hair shoot Jake. He identified Pete.
But it's not true. Pete was nowhere near the Lucky Dollar. Why should you take Bates' word instead of mine?
Because you're Pete's partner and you want to save his neck. Bates didn't know Jake and he didn't know Pete. He's got no axe to grind, so he's the man we believe.
Oh, you know Jake was a stranger to him.
I do, that's all.
You do not know. You just take it for granted. He may have had a good reason for wanting to kill Jake.
And what about Pete? What about that fight Pete and Jake had right in here?
Oh, it was nothing.
He wrecked the place.
But Pete, he win. There's no reason for him to be sore over it.
You got something there, Pedro. And if you get that part of yours to change his plea from not guilty to self-defense, he might have a chance.
No.
I can see how it might have happened. Jake tried to plug him, but Pete beat him to the draw. Self-defense.
No, Pete will not say that because it's not true.
Then he'll hang.
Why do you not accuse Bates of murder?
You're local. Bates saw the shooting from his office. That's halfway up the street and on the second floor. There were 20 men got around back to the cafe before he did.
You are the worst sheriff I have ever seen. You do not have any brains at all.
I warned you, Pedro.
If they hang Pete, it's you who are the killer.
One more word and I'll put you under arrest.
All right.
I mean it.
All right. I will say no more. I cannot go to jail because they must find out who is the guilty man.
We know who shot Jake and nothing you can say will change your mind.
No, because you will not let me speak. But what I think is plenty. Good night.
Pedro.
Pedro.
Who's that? Open your hands.
You look close.
He's Tonto. His mask ran around.
Him outside town.
I must see him, Tonto. They are Pete and Jake.
We know that. We find out many things. You ride.
My horse is right here.
Get him up.
Get up, boy.
Instead of Pete, there would be some sense to it. You know, I have the same for I'm quick on his draw, but Pete...
Does his cell have an outside window?
See, he's at back of the jail.
Todd and I are going to town. We'll have a talk with him. You'll stay here, Pedro.
Well, why should I not go with you?
Don't you know of any reason?
No, I have made the sheriff mad at me, but that is no reason.
Where were you at 2 o'clock this afternoon?
No, I don't.
Are you sure you don't remember?
Oh, see, now I remember. It's just at 2 o'clock I bring Pete some food from hotel. It is not like the stuff they give him in the jail.
Then, Pete, you're on the alibi.
Alibi? Is another Pedro needs alibi?
Not from me, Pedro. I believe you. There are others who won't.
What has happened?
The train from Clarksville was held up at 2 o'clock, about 10 miles from here. There were only half a dozen men in the gang, and they were driven off. But when the crew gets back to Rockford tomorrow, they'll accuse you of taking part.
Me? Pedro Martinez de Zavada y Reniega.
One of the passengers identified all of them.
But it's not true. I bring the proof to Pete.
You don't have to convince me.
You're right. He's the sheriff I would have to convince. That would be impossible. Somehow, I do not think he likes me.
So you'll stay here until we get back, Pedro.
Hey.
Don't leave this camp.
I do whatever you say.
Go on, Silver. Hit him up.
Go.
You ever had any trouble with him?
No, none at all. He's a cattle buyer.
You know, I never had any cattle to sell.
You think he's honest?
Got no reason to think he isn't. But he sure didn't see me.
He's absolutely positive.
Him say big fella, yellow hair.
Is there anyone else in town who could fit that description?
Well, there's Whitey. But he's just a little thrown off shrimp. I can't think of anybody else. I've been trying to.
Wait a minute. How long ago did this shooting take place?
Just 7 days ago.
Look at the moon, Tonto. Pete, Abe Lincoln may help us to get you free.
What's that?
But it won't be sure unless we can find something else.
Sam, where are you?
That sheriff. You'll have to leave, Pete. When's your trial come up?
As soon as the judge returns from Clarksville.
We'll find something. Don't worry. Come on, Tonto.
Adios, Batman. I'm hoping you'll make it.
Steady, Silver, steady. Where is it,
Toto? Look at the hoof print. Somebody ride here after we go to town.
Did Pedro left the camp?
No, him not do that. Hoof print go toward camp, then come back.
Kimasabi,
you look what Toto find against bark a tree.
Black hair.
And we know girl ride black horse.
She may have left another message at the camp.
That's right.
Now, come on.
Get him up. Go.
Hey, Pedro, glad to see you back.
Have you had a visitor since we've been gone, Pedro?
Yeah, how did you know that?
Toto saw the hoof prints on the trail. Did she leave a message?
You know him was a girl, too?
Yes, Pedro. What's that paper you have?
Well, it's for you. She left it.
Thank you, Pedro.
I was sitting here, Toto, by the campfire. All of a sudden, I feel a gun in my back. And the voice, it was the sweetest voice I have ever heard. He tell me not to move. Pedro Martinez is a father, and Yeager is a gentleman. He does not move. Besides, the gun is in my back, and the voice sounds like it's me in business.
You see, girl?
No. I do not see her. She threw a note over my shoulder and said, do not read it. Give it to Mass, man. Then she slipped away. I would have liked to follow her. But the masked man tell me stay here, I stay. Also, there is always a gun to remember.
What note say?
Going to help us a lot, Shimasabi. Clears up a lot of things. In the first place, Jake was working for the government.
For government?
Yes.
The hombre who cheated cards?
He was trying to make certain people in town think he was a crook.
Who are those people?
I don't know. The girl isn't sure. But she is sure that they're the ones who murdered Jake. And they're the ones who held up the train.
Not for the Scott and train. Him tell us lie about Pedro. Maybe him...
Oh, wait. That's what I thought until I read to the end. Now listen to this. And here's why I'm sure they had something to do with the holdup. There was no gold on the train. There were only a few passengers. But one of them was Jed Scott. Jed Scott saw the murder committed.
Jed Scott?
The killers must have known this and tried to get him out of the way. In other words, they held up the train in order to take Jed a prisoner.
We must find him and make him tell the truth.
We'll certainly try, Pedro. We may be too late. He's on his way to Clarksville this afternoon.
He didn't get there before dark.
The outlaws tried to get him once, they'll try it again. Into your saddle, Pedro.
Si, senor.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up.
Here, boy. I'll do it.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. All through the rest of the night, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Pedro urged them on toward Clarksville. They followed the railroad for the most part, and just before dawn, they reined up to watch a train pass.
Today's night's paid for Oxford.
Yes, Pedro.
Maybe Judge be on it, Master Man. If that is so, he will be free this morning.
How long before dawn?
Maybe hour.
Well, let's see now. The main line runs through Clarksville. Judge Scott wanted to leave Texas and head back to the east. That's the only place he could get a train.
Si, senor.
Isn't there one that leaves at dawn?
Well, that is right. He's going from San Antonio.
That's the one he'll be taking. The Black Arrow hasn't caught him.
You say Black Arrow?
The girl said it. Of course, it's only a guess, but I think she's right.
Ah.
They've got to reach Clarksville by daybreak. Go on, Silver.
Get him up.
Get up, boy.
Faster, Silver. Faster.
Just as blood-red sun lifted itself above the horizon in the east, a whistle sounded from the west, and 5 minutes later the express steamed into the station at Clarksville. This was not a cattle train, and only the station master stood on the platform. He raised his arm in a casual salute to the conductor, and the conductor signaled the engineer to start. At that moment, a man raced around the corner of the station, climbed to the platform, and ran toward one of the passenger coaches. The conductor helped him aboard just as the wheels were starting to turn. Station master was arrested by a cry from down the track. Three horsemen charged toward the moving train. They swept past the platform and alongside the last coach. The masked man of the white horse swung free from the saddle and jumped to the platform.
Follow the train, Tonto. Bring Silver with you.
I'll do it.
I'm glad to see you're still alive, Scott.
Some help, man.
You're getting off this train and coming back to Rockford with me.
Oh, we can't. It's moving.
All I have to do is pull that cord.
Well, that'll stop the train. You can't.
Think.
Oh, now listen. Help me, somebody. Conductor.
Don't move anybody. I've got you all covered. This isn't a holdup.
You can see, man.
Scott here can save an innocent man from hanging if he wants to.
You're local.
And we're taking him back to Rockford. Now get going out on the platform.
You're wrong. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about that murder at all.
You catch him. That is fine.
Into the saddle.
No, wait.
Get up there.
The others on pain will not make trouble. We have them all covered.
Let's go.
Get him up.
Get up, boy. Question from Pedro. For why you tell the Lone Ranger I take part in that holdup?
I thought I saw you.
No, it's verdad. You say one big lie. I'm Pedro Martinez of Adi Runiega. Maybe I'm not as fast on the draw as the Lone Ranger, but I can use the bull whip. I will send you up against a tree.
That's enough, Pedro.
I will make him tell the truth.
The man's afraid now. You won't make him talk by scaring him anymore.
It's not me I care about. It's Pete.
I know. Let me handle it. Scott, you didn't have any good reason for trying to get Pedro into trouble, did you?
No, I thought maybe they'd leave me alone.
That gang of outlaws were after you.
I don't know.
But you thought they might have been.
I don't know what to think.
Get this straight, Scott. It won't do you any good denying that you saw the murder committed.
How are you going to prove that?
You admitted it once, didn't you?
You mean to say my partner squealed on me?
No, Scott. But you must have admitted it, or you couldn't have been overheard.
At the station when he tried to keep me from leaving town.
Girl, hear him, maybe.
There's no doubt about that now, Tonto. About Bates, Scott, when you heard his story, why did you stand by and let him get away with it?
I wasn't sure what I saw. I was just coming around the corner of the cafe when the shooting started. It was all over in a second.
It was dark in back of the cafe, wasn't it?
I'll say it was. So why couldn't Bates be right and me wrong?
You wouldn't have left town if you didn't know you were right.
Huh?
Something happened after the shooting to make you sure. You were warned not to say anything, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
Was the note you got signed?
I didn't say I got a note.
Was it?
Well, there was a mark at the bottom of it.
An arrow?
Well, yeah.
What is all this about arrow? The masked man say black arrow. Tonto say yes. What do you mean?
I don't know.
But you did know the man who killed Jake had seen you just as you had seen him.
That's the way I had to figure. And I thought he might not stop with a warning. The only safe thing for me was to clear out of the country.
And it didn't mean a thing to you that an innocent man would die.
You're a coward.
All right, I am. I'm going to save my skin, and that's all that matters to me.
We're taking you back to Rockford, Scott.
For much good it'll do you. The judge got there 2 or 3 hours ago. The trial's already started.
We'll get there before it's over.
Not a chance.
Bring your horses, Tonto.
And even if you do, I won't say nothing. I'll take a chance on you putting a bullet through me before I'll take a chance on the man who killed Jake.
Get up there.
You're no killer, masked man, and he is.
All right, Silver. Tonto, Pedro, on to Rockford.
Hit him up.
Hit him.
judge had taken care of a number of minor cases that morning in Rockford and declared a recess before Pete's case was called. But at 1 o'clock, he rapped his gavel on the battered desk that served as a bench.
All right, quiet down, folks. Case of the state against Pete Lacey. Where's the prisoner?
Right here, Your Honor.
Oh, hello, Pete.
Hello, Judge.
For a likable hombre, you sure get yourself into some awful messes.
I sure do.
But it looks like this will be the last one.
That's mighty comforting, Judge.
Oh, I meant that you can't get into trouble when you're swinging at the end of a rope.
I know what you meant. Just beating to the draw, that's the story.
What I want to tell you, boy, is this. You're in a court of law, and I'm a judge. And I'm forgetting that I was ever your friend. We'll hear the evidence in the case, and the jury will decide whether you're guilty or not.
The masked man was here last night.
Why ain't he here now?
Maybe he will be.
And I call my first witness, Judge. There's no need of speeches.
Right, Sheriff. You can sit down, Pete.
Thanks. I'm calling Henry Bates.
Well, I'm right here.
Sit down in that chair.
Yeah.
Put your hand on the book. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help
I
you?
I do.
Wait a minute. Let me see that book.
Oh, sure thing.
Hey, it's nothing but an almanac.
Yeah, it's all I could find.
Well, don't use any book until you find the Bible. Just tell him to raise his right hand and swear him in again.
He know. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help
I
you?
I do.
As a matter of fact, Judge, this is the only witness the state's going to call, so the case won't take much of your time.
Well, get along with it.
Tell us your story, Bates. That's all we want.
Well, a week ago last night, I was working late in my office. All you boys know where that is. It's on the second floor of the Bates building.
The second floor is the top floor of the Bates building, ain't it?
Well, yes.
That's what I thought. Get along with it.
Well, I keep all my accounts in the back room, and I was sitting at my desk by the window. All of a sudden, I hear 3 shots, so I stuck my head out. I see 2 men in the back of the Lucky Dollar. No, just 1 man.
Well, make up your mind.
I saw 1 man first, then I saw the other one on the ground. The hombre that done the shooting was standing over him. He was big and husky, and he had yellow hair.
Is that the man?
That's him, Pete Lacey.
I haven't got any more questions. Stand down, Pete.
What if Pete wants to ask him anything?
What'll I ask him? He isn't lying. He's as blind as a bat. How many fingers am I holding up?
3.
The whiskey or rum?
Order! Order! Order in the court! Now, clerk, I'll put you in jail if you make another bum joke like that.
They laugh.
Order! 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 That's what I'm objecting to. This is serious business. And you, gentlemen of the jury, in the name of justice, you've got to decide whether a man's to live or die. A man the same as you, who likes to ride a good horse and listen to a good story, who likes to sleep when he's tired, and eat when he's hungry, and drink when he's thirsty. If you find him guilty, we'll put a rope around his neck and he won't sleep or eat or drink no more. Serious business. How about it, Pete? Got any more questions?
Well, I...
I have, Your Honor.
Thanks to the Lone Ranger. I told you he'd be here.
Is it all right, Your Honor?
Not with me, it isn't.
Objection overruled. Go ahead, masked man.
Thank you. Bates, your office is a block and a half away from the Lucky Dollar. It's dark in back of the cafe. How were you able to see so well? How were you able to make out that the killer had yellow hair?
Why, it wasn't so dark. There was a moon.
You're sure of that? A week ago last night, there was a moon?
It was light as day.
Your Honor, you know a lot about the law. I'm sure you've read of a case that Mr. Lincoln had once. A witness said that he saw a murder committed by the light of the moon. Mr. Lincoln introduced an almanac as evidence.
I remember.
Can we find an almanac around here?
I've got one. I'm looking up the date right now.
Before you find it, everyone in this courtroom will remember. There was no moon on the night the murder was committed.
No moon, that's right.
And without a moon, Bates, you couldn't have seen clearly enough to identify Pete.
I saw 2 men. They was both in the shadow, all right. But there was a spot of something light around the head of the killer.
It could have been a white Stetson.
Yeah, it could have been.
And there are plenty of men in town who wear them.
Yeah, but he was big. And I happened to think of Pete. And
Sheriff, if this is your only witness, I'm going to throw the case down to court for lack of evidence.
Your Honor, before you do that, I want to ask one more question.
Go ahead.
You said there were 2 men in back of the cafe, Bates. Were there more than 2 men?
No.
Then I can produce one of them.
You mean the killer?
Bring him in, Toto.
Who's that he's bringing in there?
Oh, that's Pedro Martinez. I'll arrest him for both holding up the train and killing Jake.
It's Jed Scott I'm talking about.
Now, let me go. You won't get in there. You can't keep me here. I haven't done anything.
Stand up there.
Are you sure you haven't made a mistake? This hombre ain't never been noted for his nerve.
He's confessed to Pedro and Toto and myself that he was in back of the cafe when the murder took place. There were only two men there. Jake is dead. Scott must have come in.
You can't charge me with murder.
It looks like he's already done it to me.
Bates couldn't have seen me. I was around the corner of the building.
Sheriff, arrest this man.
No, no, don't let him come near me.
Look out.
He's the one who did it. It was the sheriff killed him. Why?
Watch his deputy.
Pedro's got him covered.
Please, you won't get me. Oh, my
hand. Get a pair of handcuffs out of his pocket, Toto. Put them on him.
Kimasabi, hunt a fine black arrow mark on wrist.
Well, this is a plumb surprise to me. Did you know all along, masked man?
No, Judge. But Scott did, and the only way we could make him talk was to accuse him of the murder. I don't think you'll have any more trouble with him. He'll tell you everything you want to know.
Yeah.
Come along, Toto.
You were right about the train holdup. It was the sheriff's deputy that was after me.
Yeah, we got them all hawk-tied now.
Then I'm safe.
You're safe, all right. But you're a yellow coyote. You'd have let me hang because you were scared to tell the truth. Well, I've got something to say to you, only I can't find a word for it.
No, wait.
I just have to let my fist do the talking.
Here. This is a court of law, Pete. Boy. Don't you do that again unless... Is he out, Pedro?
He is out cold, senor.
Don't do it anymore, Pete. Next case will be the state versus the sheriff and his deputies. And we'll need him for a witness. All right, you boys in the front row, get some water. When you throw it at him, hang on to the bucket. That's an order.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.